going to talk about now is this move away from absolutes, which is actually necessary, for example, to deal with regulators, the legal system, customers, and that sort of thing going forward. Here are some of the big themes that we're seeing at the moment. We're seeing an absolute explosion in social media. Social media is inherently a human-friendly information type. Big data. Everyone's talking about big data. But it's big, but is it clever? We need to work out what are the answers we're going to get that we can't get already. The cloud. Suddenly, an empowerment to people that don't have an IT background in using information. And then mobile. The idea that our information isn't going to be accessible and in context and always there is unthinkable to the younger generation. So, how did we get where we are now? Well, to understand how IT really works at the moment, you have to go back to the late 60s. And people did business, they spoke to each other, they rang each other on the telephone, they wrote letters. These days they might use a video conference or social media, but the important point was it was human information. And back in the late 60s, there was no way that the technology could understand that. So what you did was you looked for the subset of business problems that were easy to define and highly repetitive and you could write rules for, like calculating the payroll or keeping inventory. And you got around the fact that the computer was limited in its abilities by where you put something told the computer what it meant. So because this number was in row 3, column 4, it was the number of screwdrivers in the warehouse inventory, the computer could watch that, it went to zero, it could send off a purchase order, you filled up inventory. By the way, you fired a purchase order ledger clerk. You had automation, the IT industry was born, and it's brought phenomenal benefits to us and the companies that have employed it. But the important thing to understand, that model of defining everything in advance is not inherent to the IT world. It's what was possible when the technology couldn't cope. What we've got from that world is the database. And when you read marketing literature on databases, you would be forgiven for thinking that they can solve every single problem in the world. But at the end of the day, you have to predefine your problem. You have to be able to express it in very simple terms, which can be created as a rule or an operator. And just because you can do things like store information, for example, video and audio and text, doesn't mean you understand it. So to really understand this new form of information which is taking over, this human-friendly form, we have to be prepared to move away from the traditional database architecture. And we hear a lot at the moment, for example, about Hadoop and MapReduce being able to deal with unstructured information. All those allow you to do is match words. That's the kind of technology that was available for unstructured information in the early 80s. To actually be able to process this stuff, you've got to be a lot cleverer. And one of the reasons you've got to be a lot cleverer is things don't match in the human-friendly world. If I say that I'm an expert on low-drag wing design, and you're trying to hire an efficient aerofoil expert, there are no matches. The words are different. But as humans, we know those ideas are not exactly the same, but they're very, very close. And they're not close to the idea of an elephant. So we have to move into a world where we're prepared to accept that things don't match. They have distances. There's not a true or a false, or a one or a zero. It's not a Boolean construct anymore, but a probabilistic one. So why is this difficult? Why doesn't it fit into a database? Well, first of all, remember these days, video and audio, call centers, just as important as text. So you've got the diverse types of information. Then you've got the issue about what is a match. Is Snoopy a dog? Well, it depends on the context that you're answering the question. In some cases, a cartoon character, some cases, a dog. Meaning changes. If you define the word wicked to mean something, you can't deal with social media. This is a real tweet. The wicked wolf got boiled. Wicked. Two different meanings within three words. And you've got to be able to use context to do that. Meaning is multi-layered. It's relative. If we were trying to define into a relational database news articles, well, the reality is that a Palestinian and an Israeli will classify those articles differently. And there's nothing wrong with that. We haven't been prepared to handle that. One of the most interesting things from an architectural IT point of view is once you understand meaning, it's a common currency. If I have a phone call and that phone call says, buy gold futures, and I get an email and it says, precious metals are looking really good, you should get into them. or someone tweets me, once you've got to the idea, it's a common currency. Unlike in traditional IT, even when you've got to the database, without doing a lot of scripting and EAI type work, you can't move things around. But with unstructured information, you can, because it's defined by its meaning. So why are we having this conversation? 85 to 90% of the information inside a company is in a human-friendly form. Customers send you information in a human-friendly form. The legal system works on human-friendly information. But moreover, it's growing incredibly rapidly, 3 times over standard structured information rates. And at the moment, it will be where the opportunities are for your company, how you deal with your customers better, and it will also be where the risks are. When you see that the CEO is going to jail, it will probably be an email in which the problem surfaced. So, how do these systems work? Well, I haven't got time to go into the details of the mathematics of this new probabilistic world, but I want to illustrate the general principle for you. Let's say we wanted to find articles about penguins, the bird. Obvious thing that we do when we have our database type matching training is we pick a keyword and we pick the word penguin. Best, strongest piece of information for correlating with that. The problem is that on a typical corpus, the probability that the first document that comes up is about penguins, the bird, is probably only in the high 80s. So it could be about Batman and Robin, or it could be about the English publishing house, or it could be about our black and white flightless friend. The important point, though, is if we look at these words, none of these words are useful discriminators. If I give you the word, I say, I've got a document here and I've got the word black in it, it wouldn't give you any information or very little information about what the thing is about. However, if we take a group of this information together, we get a probability which is far higher. The probability of this document's not about penguins is about 2%. So the very important lesson here is that a large amount of weak information is stronger than a strong amount of small. And the IT industry has been built on the idea of a strong amount of information and a small amount of that information. So we're going to have to change how we think about things. There's other important things. Meaning, what something means, comes about through patterns. We know who our famous sports celebrity is when we see their nickname in the paper, not because there's a little key at the back of the paper that says Tiger is Tiger Woods, but because of the patterns of usage that we experience. And that's what confers meaning, and that's why we might talk about Snoopy being a dog. And that brings us to an important point. Information only has meaning when it's in context. So you have to understand the context around which information is being used. In a work environment, what is the employee trying to achieve at this point? What are they trying to understand? How do we do this? Well, this is for further reading. There are 2 great books out at the moment on the Reverend Thomas Bayes and how his work is changing the fundamentals of research in information technology. Both very good reads. One is called Information. The other is The Theory That Would Not Die. Both excellent books and will give you a very good introduction to this new way of thinking. So, other things we need to face. Rich media is no longer going to be a sideshow. Almost every major company has a call center. We all use the telephone all the time. Video is going to become commonplace. Being able to understand and process that information is going to be just as important as text information. You cannot ignore it. If a judge says to your company, what did your company know about the effect of this chemical on children? They mean, what did you know? If that happens to be in a recorded video conference, you have to produce that. So thinking of architectures that don't take account of these things is really a very short-term model.